Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 for all you ships at sea. It's 7:05 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott. It is July the 17th. I'm going to reach over. I'm going to smack you in the face there, Bad Bob. And you know why, too, don't you? You know why. Say it.
So I failed to keep July from sliding along.
Another day. What can I say?
My time manipulation skills are not at their best.
You know what? And sometimes when you're working on that little time machine, I see you hovering, but I'm never sure if you're still here. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm looking out there. I see Angel and Indie Guy. Indie Guy, you're going to abuse me some more today. I got some great things to talk about. And then Bad Bob. Linda on assignment this morning. She'll be in a little bit later. Bad Bob, what is the weather today?
Well, right now we've got 58 degrees outside, partly cloudy today, a high of 81, and tonight downright nice, down to 62 degrees, and sunshine and clouds. Tomorrow's the temperatures start inching back up, a high expected of 89. As I said, right now in Reading, 58 degrees. A report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, that's right, my friends. Head on up to Anselmo Vineyards. It's a little bit, it's a little drive just a little bit east toward, Shingletown out of Palisadro, but great food, a great ambiance. They have, on Thursday nights, they have pizza and another, you know, a regular menu, but lunch every day out there, starting Tuesday through, Sunday. And then, of course, music Friday and Saturday night. Great time out there last Saturday night. Linda was singing. It went from jazz to rock, and there's a lot of people filling up in fact, the whole place was filled up dancing. And Anselmo Vineyards. 474-5546. Give them a call. Okay, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 25 points at 12,702. Standard & Poor's 500 is negative 3 at 1350. And the NASDAQ is negative 9 at 2887. Active stocks today include Sprint Nextel up 5 cents at $3.51 and Bank of America down 4 cents at $7.77. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 3 cents at $15.37 and Bank of Commerce is up 1 cent at $4.06. In the bond market, we're finding unchanged prices today, bringing the 30-year yield to 2.56%. In the commodity markets, we are finding that crude oil is up 35 cents at $88.78. Gold is down $8.30 at $15.83.30. And silver is down 18 cents at $27.14. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Kathy, thank you so much. Wells Fargo Advisors out on Mark Park Marina Drive. They're on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. And we get the best and the latest from what's happening on Wall Street. Now, you think you're having a bad day? Think you're having a bad day? How would you like to do a simple job and it just doesn't turn out that way? Kind of like Bob. Bob comes in here, says this is a simple job. You know, push this button, push the pods up, answer the phone. I mean, how hard can that be? Bob, on July 17th, 1938, a gentleman that worked on airplanes wanted to test it out. So he left the fog-shrouded airport. Flew around a few times, and he was taken on to take, he wasn't testing out, he was going to take it to Los Angeles. And he was in New York, Floyd Bennett Field in New York. And he took off. And then he landed 28 hours later in Dublin's Baldonnel Field. That's right. Wrong way, Corrigan
Wrong way,
Day.
Yes.
Wrong way, Corrigan Day flew across the Atlantic by accident. You know what? Now, I've woken up in a couple of places. I wasn't sure where I was.
Oh,
but
man.
I've never gone for 28 hours flying across the ocean and say, excuse me, but how do you, Did you notice there was an ocean down there?
Well, yeah,
he said he, it turned out he said he was following the wrong end of his compass. I kind of feel... You know what? It's kind of like watching the Obama administration and the Democrats in Sacramento. Gents, have you ever thought you're following the wrong end of the compass? Is this why things are going like this? We've got to take a break. We come back. I've got just a number of things to talk about. I believe Dolores Lucero is going to be here today. She said she would. Want to talk about her latest run for the Roses. Of course, we've got Kids Unlimited. Then we have James Yarbrough, mayor of Anderson. We're talking about raising the fees. What's going on in Anderson? It's been a long time since we had a catch-up on that. And in between, we're going to talk about Obama saying, is that, you know, you built that business. Well, hey, no, not so fast. You really didn't, you know, build that business. You really don't earn that money. My gosh, you know, it's got to be the government. The government's helped you.
That's probably. It takes a village, yeah.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, the reason he thinks that is because he's never had a business. He's never had a real job. He's got the President of the United States. My gosh, we gave the economy in the country to a man that's never had a business that he ran himself. There's something wrong with this. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Don't you want me? You know I can't believe it when I hear that you won't see me. Don't you want me?
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Wind River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Martial, are you ready for the Freedom Fight? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Freedom Fight Cage Fight. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 28th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 28th, the event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River can bring you. Wind River Casino. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is happening again in 2012 with the Freedom Fights Cage Fights at Wind River Casino on July 28th. Presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Freedom Fights, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better on the river. On the river.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Is your wood, deck, or fence looking old and gray and showing its age? SuperClean's special three-step process will restore sun and weather-damaged fences and decks, making them look new again. Ask us about our new stain options, giving you a variety of beautiful wood finishes. Just go to SuperClean.com and view several of our amazing wood transformations. Then call us for a free estimate at 339-5882. That's 339-5882.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life. Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. If you got a business, That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Okay. I didn't build the bridges.
My mouth hangs open.
Today, you know, if you listen to that, if you listen to what Obama said, you've had mentors. That's right. I've had a mentor when it came into the in the radio business, Mike Quinn, but Bob Belongi, Bob Martin. These guys are my mentors. They know radio. I had mentors when I was in the Marine Corps. Of course, Marine Corps wasn't a personal business. But when I got out of the Marine Corps and I started my businesses, my different businesses that I worked at, people I worked with, I've served as a mentor too. Now, if I serve as a mentor, do I want that person to give me money when he's a success? No. I'll just say that right now. I'll be very, very, very happy and proud they are. President Obama, when you want our money from a businesses, the small businesses I'm talking about, which is 95% or 99% of what goes on in the United States, many, many, many thousands of them were built on the sweat, the intellect, the giving, the sacrifices, the not having a vacation for 3 years, 4 years, 12 years to build a business. Oh, but you want them to pay more. Those are the bad people. Those are the ones that you're saying are the haves. As you said, oh, a lot of people out there work hard and they don't succeed at the level as others. Well, maybe it takes more than just hard work. Maybe it takes the vision. Maybe it takes hard work, vision, tenacity, the ability to spot a time to move forward and to take a chance and to risk it all. And once you've done that and you're a success, now I'm the bad guy. Bob Belongi's a bad guy. People here in town and your neighbors here are bad guys. You know, I'm not making that $250,000. But you know what? I want to make that $250,000, and I want to work, and I want to succeed. And you know what? You wanting to take it away because other people have worked hard is nothing more than wealth redistribution, just like you said. And what happens when you, and you know, and the part is that you need to pay more for being in this country. What about the people that have been in the military? What about the people, the first responders? What about them? Do they need to pay more? They're giving that safety, that sanctity for our country. The other thing, also, just to bring this up, is where's your priorities? You want more money. So where's that money going to go to? Illegals with your DREAM Act? Meth users? High-speed rails to nowhere? Crony kickbacks to Wall Street that you've given? Exemptions to the health care plan that you've given? All these things. And you have the audacity, a man who has never once even run a lemonade stand, to tell us how that we're not working hard enough and that we don't deserve to keep what we've earned. A fair tax system, yes, but to go into this class warfare is the lowest, most despicable thing a leader can do. All right, we're going to take a break. We're coming back. I think Dolores Lucero is out there. Frankly, President Obama, we deserve better. Come on, feel the joy. Girls, rock your boys. We'll get wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild.
The Salvation Army presents its fifth annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club. The golf tournament is sponsored by Redding Elks Lodge number 1073 and is designed to help send underprivileged kids to camp. If you would like to help make a difference in a child's life, contact the Salvation Army here in Redding at 222-2207. The Salvation Army's fifth annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club with a shotgun start of 8 a.m.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. Linda's on assignment. 7:23 in the morning, July the 17th. We have on the lines Dolores Lucero, former City of Shasta Lake City Council person.
Good morning. Good morning.
And now facing indictment in the. Well, I mean, you are, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't want to start your day off bad. So I understand that you're running for City Council again.
Absolutely. I am, because I feel that I need to get back on there. And unfortunately, I actually, on Friday the 13th, I went to the county to find out about the papers so I could sign up to run. And they told me that it doesn't start until Monday. So on Monday, I went to the county and I asked for the documents. I guess Kathy Darling's on vacation. And they told me that I have to go to the City of Shasta Lake. And I said, what do you mean City of Shasta Lake? When I, you know, the county's responsibility is to basically do, you know, have those documents. Well, what they're saying is that I need to go to the City of Shasta Lake. So, and this was approved without the council members, without the board of supervisors. And this was done between Kathy and Tony Coates. Because that's what Tony Coates told us yesterday in front of the cameras. So
did you get your papers?
I did, actually. I just signed whatever I had to sign.
So the system worked?
Pardon me?
The system worked then.
Yeah, I did. I got the papers, but I just signed the requirements. And then, you know, I still have to get the other papers, you know, signed by the registered voters. That is my concern. Those registered voters, there's going to be 30 people who's going to, you know, when they sign, my concern is those people are, you know, are not going to be protected. If they, anybody who signs for me, I feel they're going to be a target, you know. They're going to know who signed my documents for me to run for city council.
Well, and I mean, that shouldn't make any difference, right?
Well, in a way for me, it does, because the citizens, you know, their rights are not protected when they're, since they're registered voters. So basically the City of Shasta Lake will get a copy of their signature and who signed those papers when...
Well, do you think they're just going to put them out in a paper or something?
Well, no, but they will become a target.
Is it illegal to give out the names that are on that sign for your... sign on your...
Well, it is, because it's not legal, because they're registered voters. They need to be protected. That's why I have a concern that the City of Shasta Lake is going to get a copy of that, and it should be going straight to Kathy, where the, you know, the the county, not through the city of Shasta Lake, then the county.
Well, do you think they just made the exception for you?
I think they're
no,
doing this.
They didn't do
no.
that just because of you. No.
Yeah.
They did this before, and it was before they knew you were running. So, you know, this kind of thing is, you know, it's not a conspiracy here, I don't think.
I think it is to control who's gonna be.
No,
no,
it's not, because I could go down if I live down there and take out my papers there. Bad Bob
but
can do that.
There was three people who came out and sat there in the office when I went in there with Mike and Mike Mangus.
Maybe they wanted to be on TV.
Well, they. But the thing is, this is not the way, you know, you go in there and get documents. That's not a good environment for the people. And the people should not be feel that they're going to be intimidated. They need, if they want to run to do what's best for the city, they should be able to go in there
yeah,
and get the documents.
But they could go in, you know, Dolores, you know, you go in there with a TV crew, right? And people
yeah.
come out and you say, oh, there's intimidation going on there. Well, taking a TV crew in there is intimidating. But if somebody just walks in without a TV crew, just walks in and says, hey, I want to take out papers to run for city council, don't you think they're just going to hand them to them?
They probably would, but I think
yeah,
it's
they
more
would.
Me. They probably me, more, you know, where they feel well.
Well, not everybody comes in there with the what Mike Mangus and the camera crew with saying, what's going on here? Is this illegal? And are you keeping her from doing it? And the answer is no. You got your papers.
That's true, but, you know, I think that, you know, I was in there Friday at the county, and they told me, no, they couldn't give me papers.
Well, they couldn't, because that was a deal they made. So they said you had to go to the city of Shasta Lake. You did. They gave you the papers.
But they can't do it without the council approval and the board of supervisors. It can't just
that
be
pesky council?
It needs to be approved by the council. It was not approved by the council or the board of supervisors. For them to say that they're trying to save money, so basically they want to do this on their, you know, without the county, but it still has to be approved by the council and the board of supervisors. So they went around without their approval. I mean, this is what they, you know, Shasta Lake, you know, typical, they always do something like this where they feel they don't have to, you know, follow rules. And I think, you know, that's why I want to go to board of supervisors this morning and explain.
Do you follow
to them
the rules all the time?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
I have.
Come on, Dolores.
Yes,
all the time you follow the rules, all the time. In your business and everything?
Absolutely. I have to follow rules there. You know, we can't just say that we're going to tell somebody to follow rules and then us not follow. You can't do that. That's not right. I don't feel comfortable not, you know, saying something and not doing it. So, yes, absolutely. You have to. That's how I feel about it, and that's how I believe that you're supposed to follow rules and laws. If you can't follow rules and laws, then you need to be, you know, somebody needs to tell you that you're breaking rules or laws.
Okay. So, speaking of that, let's talk about the court case. So what's going on with that? When you go into court?
I guess I go back in August again.
So I'm not sure I understand the charges. What are the, what are the charges?
Well, I'm sure my attorney is going to say, what are you doing?
Well, no, I'm just wondering what the charges are. Yeah. I mean, you don't need to talk about the case. I just, you know, it's been so much back and forth. Is it that,
right,
that there was lying going on about, or the rules weren't followed when they people were signing petitions?
Okay. The bottom line, and like I've been saying, this is not nothing new. I've been saying the truth. Those documents, these five people who came forward, who said that Kate Colby went out there and got their signature, they came to me and basically said, yes, Kate Colby did this. So I said, are you willing to sign a declaration? They said, yes. So all they had to do is read the declaration, and I had somebody with me at the time when I present this, and I'm not the one who explained to them regarding this declaration. So the declaration says, after you read them and sign everything, it says under perjury, that's basically saying that this is true, they sign. So they decided after to change the story when the investigators went and questioned them, and they all came back saying that.
Did the investigators hit them?
The investigators went and questioned them after, yes.
Hey, I've only got 30 seconds here, but, hey, Dolores, really, yes. It's, you know, you got your papers on it. I know you want to run again. I think that it's, you know, you can take a real good look at this, because this is going to be a long time, and this is going on.
I know that.
Okay.
And that's why I'm running, because we can.
And speaking of running, we have to run because we've run out of time. Thank you, Dolores, for your phone call.
Okay.
Good luck. All right, we'll be right back with kids. Unlimited.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are on the rise following a round of better-than-expected earnings from the likes of Goldman Sachs. Investors are also waiting on testimony from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, which may offer clues into steps the central bank will take to stimulate the economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 35 points. Mattel shares are soaring following better-than-expected second-quarter earnings. The toy maker says it continued to build momentum, with key brands citing Barbie and Hot Wheels among its top sellers. On the flip side, it was a big miss for the biggest U.S. public pension fund. The California Public Employees Retirement System returned just 1% in the last 12 months. That's way down from its hefty 20.9% gain the year before. CalPERS says the stocks in its portfolio dropped more than 7% due to turmoil in Europe and slowing economic growth globally. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect. Even if you need them after hours, they still treat every customer the old-fashioned way with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Reading's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Reading's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you have served in the U.S. Armed Forces, National Guard, or are a reservist who has deployed to active duty, there are many programs and services available to you. On Friday, July 20th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Veterans Employment, Housing, and Resource Fair will be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall next to the downtown post office on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be a multitude of organizations there to assist with employment, moving into permanent housing, transportation, and medical services. A complimentary lunch and other refreshments are provided. Every veteran is welcome. Please allow us to serve those of you who have served by attending the Veterans Employment, Housing, and Resource Fair. Remember, it's Friday, July the 20th at the Veterans Memorial Hall. We'll see you there.
Your eyes, look
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Kids Unlimited.
Sent shivers down my spine. Body's aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody. I've got to go. Gotta leave you all behind and face the truth. Mama.
20 young Americans in here. Are they sounding great? Getting ready for Kids Unlimited this week. And as soon as we finish this song, we'll be able to talk to them. And I can hear them. Dancing in the studio.
So you think you can storm me and spit in my eye? So you think you can love me and leave me to die? Oh, baby, can't do this to me, baby. Just gotta get out, just gotta get right out of here.
Yeah, this is still KCNR Free Fire Radio. We've got Kids Unlimited here, so if you're just checking in, what a great, great singing act we're having right now. What a performance.
Nothing really matters to me.
Right, Kids Unlimited. Wait a minute. Hey, come on, Bad Bob. Hey, let's hear it for yourselves. All right. Okay.
Wow.
All right. You know, we get people out here that say, oh, you know, I don't want to hear fluff. Well, one of them just said, I really like this fluff. You know, of course, all they want to see is blood and destruction on the deck when talking about politics. But we do a lot more than that here. Don Hess, Kids Unlimited.
Yes.
My goodness. Yes. What a great thing. Okay. You were doing it, and you were doing it, and you were doing it. What's this holding your hand over your ear? One of you come in and talk. Just take a step forward, Blue. Here you go.
Well, when you put your hand over your ear like this, it's so you can hear yourself better and make sure that you're doing well.
Oh, is that right? usually when I sing, people put their hands over both ears. That's probably a little bit different then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Dawn, when's it going to happen?
It's going to happen Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Okay. And what time does this thing start?
It starts at 7 p.m. on every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, and also a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we want to talk a little bit more about this and get to know your performers a little bit better. What's the age range here?
We have anywhere from 6 years old to 18.
6 to 18. Yeah, you know, yeah. Last year it was wonderful. And
Well, this is our anniversary.
Is 25 years.
Years.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
No time to make your favorite dessert? The Pink Fox Bakery will make it for you. We will custom make just about anything for you. Our desserts are made from the heart. Special orders are our specialty, including wheat-free to sugar-free. The Pink Box works hard for you to make your special event perfect. Come visit our new shop across from Kmart next to Suburama. At the Pink Box, our motto is, you want it, we'll make it. Call to make your special order today, 776-5400. The Pink Box Bakery, home of the Whoopie Pie. That's 776-5400.
Sugar. It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employed professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square Building.
Are we on now?
Yeah.
Oh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. I just thought you were just playing that before we got started. You didn't say we're ready.
If I don't crack the mic the instant the music starts, I get burned, and you know that.
Yeah, okay, 7:45 in the morning. Hey, the weather day, right now it's currently 59 degrees. It's going to go up to about, I can't see it.
High of 81.
Well, how am I supposed to read that on a different sheet of paper? High of 81, 59 right now. It's going to be kind of cloudy, maybe thunderstorms and rain today. Weather always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, right up a little bit towards Shingletown. Great food, great ambiance, music and dancing on Friday and Saturday. 474-5546. Give them a call. Oh, and also horseback riding during the week. Give them a call about that. Our guests today are Don Hess, who is the mama bear, the director and the force behind Kids Unlimited.
Yes.
And we are here with some of really, really, one guy with sunglasses, two guys with sunglasses, but everybody else is pretty bright. You know, it is inside today, guys. And we're doing Kids Unlimited, and this is such a great show.
It's the program itself is unlike anything else you find, honestly, in the country.
It is. Now, explain me and to our listeners how this works. You have kids sign up for a...
They sign up for a six-week camp in the summertime. Everyone is accepted. And then after they're signed up, we audition them to place them on teams of their skill level. Anywhere from the little tiny kids, you know, the 6, 7, 8-year-olds, all the way up to the 17, 18-year-olds who are very advanced. And... First day of camp, June 11th, they walk in. They don't know one song. They don't know one dance step. They know nothing.
Wait a minute. Now, I think, I'm not sure, since I've got our young people here have been in here for 10 years. How many of you have been in here for 10 years? Two. How about 9 years? Five or more? So don't tell me that, Dawn. They're all in here. This music, maybe.
This music.
And this is what's so good about this program. You're in the second generation.
I am.
Because this is the 25th anniversary.
Right. I've got kids of kids.
Kids of kids are in here.
Right.
You know, if you haven't seen Kids Unlimited, my friends, you need to go do that. Frankly, we went the first time last year and just were thoroughly entertained by it's just moving all the time. I mean, y'all ever stop when you're out there? I mean, if they're not singing, they're marching someplace, they're going someplace. Everybody is moving all the time,
constantly.
And you just heard how they sing, and then there's dancing,
gymnastics, people leaping.
Four people levitated across the stage last year.
Well, okay.
Okay. It seemed like it.
It's not what you expected, though, right?
It was absolutely not what I expected. It is so much more that I cannot even begin to describe to you how good it is.
And that's, you know, after 25 years, we still haven't found a way to describe it to people. Because you say it's a kid's show, and they go, yeah, I've seen kids'
shows. It's not a kid's show.
It's not a kid's show.
It is not a kid's show.
It's a show with kids.
That's
but it's not a kid's
that's right.
show.
And, you know, there's something else, too, my friends out there that are listening. When you talk about the arts in schools, I said, how many of you are in the advanced placement classes, honor roll, the college bound? Every one of them raised their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them. So
they're not afraid to work.
They're not afraid to work. Oh, and yeah. It is a focus. Tell me. Getting close. You pink. Get in here. Getting close to the... Okay, lean down a little bit because... Okay, what's your name?
Emily.
Emily, how long have you been doing this?
This is my fifth year.
Your fifth year, and where do you go to school at?
Enterprise High School.
Enterprise High School, the Hornets?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and so what do you do? Are you in advanced classes?
KU has brought, it's had me be able to be in other programs such as Starship, so... Mm-hmm. I've been able to participate in that, which is just great because it also helps me it helped me come out of my shell a lot.
Well, you know what? I think that is so important that, you know, that if you've got any type of shyness, that going out on the stage, mm-hmm. getting on a radio, getting on a stage in TV or anything, I think that helps. Have you all seen that? Does it help you in school?
Yeah.
Does it... How about you? You and your hoodie.
Kayla.
Oh. Kayla. Okay, Kayla, does that... I'm sorry, I don't know. How am I supposed
to
know that?
I'll call
you've got 20 kids in here, all right?
You point and I'll name them.
All right. Kayla, does it help focus you for school?
Yeah.
The arts?
It definitely does. Because, in Kids Unlimited, you have to have, endurance and, you have to be able to focus a lot. So, in school, it just, helps with that.
It does. I mean, I can't imagine how it wouldn't. Okay, I tell you what. Why don't we, since you brought in other music.
Hey, we got to save the
Mama
surprise.
Bear.
We got 26 more songs.
Okay, but I want you. Okay, 26 more songs. Okay, now, how do you get tickets?
You can go to the box office at the Civic Auditorium.
All right.
And you can buy them there, or you can get them online at readingcivic.com.
Okay, and it starts at what time on Thursday?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Let me tell you, my friends, if you have not seen this show, do yourself a huge favor and go down and see Kids Unlimited. They are just outstanding.
You won't be disappointed.
You won't be disappointed. And if you are, you come back and see me.
I'll give you your money back if you are.
I won't, but she will. Okay. This is Dawn Hess and the driving factor behind Kids Unlimited. So I tell you what, why don't you take us out with that same music and then we'll just kind of ease off there.
Okay.
Here
we go.
Hey, congratulations. You all are, you know what? Y'all are something that, you know, when you look about what's the future of the country, And you think, oh, where are we going? Well, I look out here to these faces, and I say to myself, I think we're safe.
Oh, with these kids, without a doubt.
Okay, maybe not this one. In fact, I'm almost, anyway, he's your grandkid, too.
Yeah, he
grandson.
Is.
Of course. No, mama's bad. Okay. No. All right, no, I mean that. I am really proud to have you all in here. So, okay,
thank
let's
you.
Go out the same way we came in.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and
for the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes, like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit? Wouldn't it be great if there was a custom fitting room where you could design your very own swimsuit and pick out your own material? Somewhere that would make a bathing suit that is 100% yours? Wild Iris Custom Swimwear is just that place. No matter your style or body type, Wild Iris, where you can let your imagination begin. 3609 Bichelli Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernstini Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum for the new Liberty Park to be located at the Redding Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great place to get coffee with Espresso Joe's. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They'll meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. They've got anything you could possibly want in the realm of coffee, tea, icy drinks, or any of the tobacco products and accoutrements that go with that. They've been in business 35 years, Joe and Shelley have, and I can't say enough about what they do and what they stand for. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, let's move on. Hey, did anybody happen to see that yesterday? I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before. In the Tour de France. The Tour de France. Which I don't watch anymore because Lance Armstrong's not out there kicking butt. But somebody threw carpet tacks out into the road. Did you see this, Bad Bob? They threw carpet tacks out into the road, and not for the first group, but for the, they call it the battalion or whatever it is, running behind them.
Yeah.
The main group. And like, including one of the leaders who happened was in that group. Not in the breakaway group, but in this group. And the carpet tacks just took them out. And they had, you know, I mean, they had like 20, 25 bikes that had to stop. And rechange their, and change their tires. Now, ordinarily, that's not a big thing because, you know, they do it quickly.
Yeah.
But the cars were, their crews were way back in the rear, so they were held up there for minutes. And you know what the leaders of the pack did? They slowed down.
Waited, huh?
They didn't stop. But they slowed down and waited and gave them a chance. You know, what great sportsmanship is that?
Outstanding.
I mean, it is. That is absolutely great sportsmanship. I couldn't let that one go. All right, Rob Pelletti, front page. And you heard it first here, of course. He wants to move people from, if we don't have room for them in a jail here in Shasta County, let's send them to Alameda. We're talking to Oakland. We're talking bad guys. You think you're a bad guy here? You might be a bad guy here. You get to Alameda, you're somebody's girlfriend. So he wants to put them down there for 30 or 60 days and say, look, let's just get them off the streets. The number of arrests, rearrests, rearrest is skyrocketing. We can talk about it all the time. We can talk about, oh, you know, we're trying. But until we get a place to incarcerate these thugs, it's not going to get any better, is it? Oh, because we get them, they arrest them, they book them, they leave. Failure to appear, boom, they go back out, they arrest them, they bring them in, they book them, they release them. Failure to appear, boom. I mean, come on. At what point? You know, if you do something bad, Bob, if you did something, you reach in that cookie jar and I reach over there and smack your hand. You're not going to reach in that cookie jar too many times if I'm around, huh?
Probably.
If there's a chance that I'm going to cut off the first digit of your little finger, you're not going to get into that cookie jar again for
a while.
That's
how they used to do it.
Well, see, I think that's what's happened. They're in the cookie jar, and nobody's spanking them. So we've got to do something about that. You know what? Instead of everybody going, oh, no, I just don't know if that's a good idea, get on the bandwagon, Wes. Get on the bandwagon and say, if it's, you know what, I don't care. Put them someplace. At least get the worst offenders out of town and put them in jail for 60 days. At least get out of the box. At least think of a way to have this happen. Our property crime rates are skyrocketing. I don't know how else to say this. County, city, come to a consensus. Come to a consensus and say, we're going to move the worst of the worst out of here. We're going to put them someplace in Marin County. I don't care. Put them in a damn country club. Put them someplace, but get them off our streets for 60 days and see what happens. At least let it see what happens. Don't poo-poo it and say, oh, you know, I'm kind of worried about this, worried about that. Get out of the box. Get them off the street. Put them in buses. Take them to Alameda. Take them to Lassen. Take them someplace. Put them in a jail where they've got bed space. It helps their economy and gets these thugs off the street. Of course, I could be wrong, but I'm not. 1% return on the California Pension Fund. We got a minute left. You know what that means? That means they're going to be coming for more bucks. That's right. 1% return for California Pension Fund. And you know where they have to make up? They have to make it up, right?
Locally.
Locally, cities, counties. They're going to be cuts in, you know, you're going to go to school at, you know, don't go to school at the University of California, Berkeley. No, yeah. Don't go there or UCLA. You might as well go to USC because you're going to be paying just as much. All right, we come back. We've got the James Yarborough, the mayor of Anderson, is here. Plus, I believe the new city manager is here. We're going to talk to him about that. We've got a few other things we're going to be talking about. Automatic cuts in federal spending. 2 million jobs lost January 2nd. Are you ready for that? We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
And you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Ridding. Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. An already tight economy is getting weaker. That's what Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says this morning on Capitol Hill. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
The economic recovery has decelerated, the Fed chief telling the Senate Banking Committee the economy could slow down even more.
The reduction in the unemployment rate seems likely to be frustratingly slow.
In fact, Ben Bernanke warns the unemployment rate is likely to top 7% through 2014.
Issues related to seasonal adjustment and the unusually warm weather this past winter can account for part, but only a part, of this loss of momentum in job creation.
Bernanke says the Federal Reserve is prepared to take further action if growth doesn't pick up, but stops short of offering what those steps may include, Ron.
Jared, on Wall Street, the Dow has lost 67 points. The economy has been a constant campaign theme for both President Obama and Mitt Romney. The president speaks today in Texas, Romney in western Pennsylvania. The FBI is getting involved in the investigation of a dangerous find in some airline food. Fox News Radio's Phil Itner reports live from London.
The investigation into needles put into sandwiches on at least four different Delta Airlines flights from Amsterdam to the U.S. TSA warning all U.S. carriers coming from Schiphol Airport following Sunday's flights. The food provider, Gate Gourmet, and the airline both working with the FBI to find out what happened. No claims of responsibility yet, no word if it was even on purpose, but the situation's being taken seriously. Ron?
Phil, as much as 80% of the U.S. is experiencing a drought, many farmers seeking disaster aid, selling off livestock. The drought has been called the worst since the mid-50s. A crowded bar in Tuscaloosa, Alabama was a shooting target overnight. 90 people inside, 17 people were hurt, 3 critically. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703. That's 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703.
Trying to solve the mystery in northeast Iowa surrounding the disappearance of two young cousins. Live in our Midwest Bureau, Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper.
Police have gone door to door. They've searched cars, woods, and are now draining Myers Lake in Evansdale, where the bikes that belonged to 8-year-old Elizabeth Collins and her 10-year-old cousin Lyric Cook Morrissey were found. The girls have been missing since Friday, and police say they're using every tool they have.
My stomach's just in knots over it, and I can imagine, you know, everybody else feels that way too. So, you know, we would really like to bring some resolve to it.
Authorities say sex offender interviews haven't led to any new information. Ron?
Jennifer, traffic is moving again on the main bridge between Detroit and Canada. It had been closed because of a false bomb threat phoned into police last night.
A caller stated that there was a bomb at the Ambassador Bridge that was scheduled to go off in 10 minutes.
Donald Johnson of Detroit Police. Instead, the bridge was closed for more than 5 hours. By the time it was reopened overnight, more than 100 trucks were waiting to cross. Most other travelers were allowed to go through the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel itself, the target of a fake bomb threat late last week. As a whole, consumer prices were unchanged last month, but the government says what we paid at the pump was lower.
Gas prices offset higher food costs as well as some higher medical care costs.
Fox Business Network's Diane Macedo in New York. This continues a recent trend of lower inflation. Consumer prices fell 0.3% in May. He directed Lucille Ball and produced the show that starred his then-wife, Elizabeth Montgomery.
I am a witch. A real, house-haunting, broom-riding, cauldron-stirring witch.
William Asher was the boss behind the scenes on Bewitched, among other TV shows and movies. The 90-year-old Emmy winner died yesterday in Southern California. He got his big break directing more than 100 episodes of I Love Lucy. I'm Ron Flatter. Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment this morning. 8:05, it's July the 17th. Bob gets smacked again today for letting another day get away from us. Right now, we're halfway through the month of July. Oh, my gosh. 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Get into our chat room. They're in there fighting with each other and me. Coach Bob, Indy, Sun Gold, John, Henry. Good morning, Henry. A lot of people in there talking about things. We've got in our next segment here in a few minutes, we've got James Yarborough, the mayor of Anderson, and Jeff Keiser, who is the city manager. And we've got a lot to talk about Anderson and, you know, anything from realignment to the fee structures and what's going on in Anderson. It's been a while since we caught up with Anderson. We want to find out what's happening to our good buddies a little bit to the south of us. But first, we're going to start off with our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute with Kathy Latrip Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 45 points at 12,682. Standard & Poor's 500 is down 3 at 1,350. And the NASDAQ is negative 14 at 2,882. Active stocks today include Nokia down 10 cents at $1.70 and J.P. Morgan Chase down 59 cents at $34.50. Stocks of local interest, Pacific Gas and Electric is up 1 cent at $44.82. And Exo Group is down 4 cents. At $8.46. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices in the 10-year Treasury bond, bringing that yield to 1.48%. In the commodity markets, gold is down $18 at $15.73.60, silver down 52 cents at $26.79, and crude oil down 75 cents at $87.68. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Latrip Cummings of the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC for KCNR.
Kathy, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning. And you know what? You're looking for what's going on in the market. They're going to give you the straight skinny there. They're going to give you the straight scoop. They're down on Park Marina Drive, going down to see Kathy and Susan and Josh and Chris and find out what's going on back in the East Coast and what happens in the markets. All right, Bad Bob, what's the weather?
Partly cloudy today, a high of 81. Clouds tonight, a low of 62. We could see a thunder bumper and maybe some showers here and there. Tomorrow, sunshine and clouds mixed, a high of 89. Right now it is 59 degrees in downtown Reading. And enjoy the cool while you can. By Sunday, we're back up into the triple digits. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Go out there for lunch during the week, Tuesday through Friday. Thursday night, you have pizza and a regular menu. And I tell you what, these are homemade pizzas, hand-thrown in a wood-fired pizza oven, which are just exceptional, exceptional in taste. And then, of course, music on Friday and Saturday night. Give them a call at 474-5546. And if you like horseback riding, give them a call out there. Again, 474-5546. They have all types of trails, great horses, and you can just see some of the most beautiful scenery right here in the North State up there. Bear Creek and the falls and all this. Absolutely beautiful. That's in Selmo Vineyards. Okay, we're going to, we're going to come back. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with James Yarborough from Anderson and his city manager, Jeff Keiser. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again?
Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox playing.
Yeah.
The tune about the wild side of life.
Kitty Wells.
As I listen to the words you are saying.
Passed away at the age of 91.
That's what you call a good run.
You know what? She was the first country western, a female country western star. Up to then, it had been mainly men. And she brought it. She changed that when God didn't make honky tonk angels. James Yarbrough danced to that when he was a young man.
Yeah.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership serving Redding and all the surrounding areas. They take great pride, our neighbors, and that's right, their neighbors, they're local, with giving their neighbors, our people here and in the North State, the best deal possible on new and previously owned cars, trucks, or SUVs. They've got one that fits every need. They take great pride in the fact that they make these deals, but also great pride in how they maintain your vehicle. They want your vehicle to be maintained in the way that you want it. Absolutely pristine and perfect. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. This is Crown Motors. These are your friends. These are your neighbors. These are the ones that will give you the deal and keep you here in town. Redding Crown Motors. My guest. And welcome back again. You know, we've just gone on and on. Kitty Wells. You know what? She was truly the epitome of a country western from back then. James Yarbrough, mayor of Anderson, and Jeff Keezer, who is the city manager, welcome aboard. Thank you for showing up today.
Thank you. Good morning.
James, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, we've had you on several times before, but it's been on other things, you know, the walk. And
yes.
How's that? How's the walk doing? Tell people what the walk is.
The Walk of Honor is great. It's the park that we have built there in Anderson to remember our veterans. And our Wall of Honor is filling up real fast. We only have about 50 spaces left, and then we will have to look for another area to add on to it.
Now, this is for people that have served Or people that have passed away?
They have served, or they're serving now.
Okay.
Even.
All right.
There.
So yes. you want people that are in the military or veterans, alive, dead?
That's correct.
Okay.
They served our country. They deserve to be on the wall.
There you go. Does it cost anything for that?
$100 to have a plaque put up.
Okay. $100 to put a plaque up.
Super.
Now, how long have you've been associated in city politics for how long?
This is my fourth year.
Your fourth year, okay.
Yes.
So it hasn't been something, you haven't been doing it for 46 years or anything?
No,
like
I haven't.
That. Not like Gary Catt.
No.
Right? Gary, just a little shot there. And so is this your first shot at mayor?
It is.
How do you like it? How do you like
being
mayor?
I love it. I enjoy...
It's good being mayor.
I enjoy people.
Uh-huh.
So being people, or being with people, is my whole life. And it's nice because you get the opportunity to do things that you normally would not get to do, meet people. 3 weeks ago, when we got to meet the mayor, he's a mayor now of a county over in Korea.
The South Korean general was here.
Yes, it was fantastic. He got to see our walk, and he was
super
very impressed with Anderson.
Y'all had super event.
Yes,
had
it was great.
Well, that's good. The and you brought along your city manager. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So, and tell us a little bit about yourself for people that may not know you.
This last May, I was fortunate enough to become the city manager of Anderson. About 3 years ago, though, I came to Anderson as the director of public works under Dana Shigley. Actually, I worked for Scott Morgan for about a month before he left for Florida. Then worked for Dana and was fortunate enough to make the assistant city manager spot and. Now slide all the way to the third floor to the city manager's office. And I think Anderson's a great place. Enjoy my time there and look for a lot of good things from us.
Where'd you come from, Dan? Or Jeff, I'm sorry.
Had actually worked for a private engineering firm for 3 years here in Reading, Omni Means Engineering.
Okay.
And prior to that, spent about 15 years with Caltrans. So kind of a...
So you got a background in being able to take care of the infrastructure then.
You bet. Strong in public works, project management, a lot of those type of things.
Public safety and infrastructure. Where have we heard that before? Oh, I think it's the Constitution.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. I know. You know, I never miss a chance. Okay, James, tell us what the fiscal situation is and for Anderson. I know everybody's kind of been hurting, but where are you all at down in Anderson? Because y'all have done a lot of things on which I want to talk about, you know. Privatization, I think, is part of it. Other things, you're buying trucks from Craigslist or something to try to get your people around in. But what's the fiscal situation?
We're doing good. We're much in the black, thanks to Jeff and the team there at City Hall. Everybody is working together to make sure that we do not go beyond our means so that we can stay solid. And I want to say thank you a lot to those because they work hard. They're willing to pull in the hatch and do two or three jobs to make sure it goes.
Okay. James, have you gotten – everybody's going through the pension problems.
Sure.
And you have your own fire and or do you have – no, you have Cal Fire. Okay. But your police come out of – you have your own police department, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Was there any problems with that? I mean, is your pension plan different than other people's? Are they paying more into it? Or are you just, has that ever been a problem with you?
Why don't you take that?
First of all, Anderson has its own fire protection district, so they're their own district.
Right.
We obviously do have the public safety, APD. But the city of Anderson does not and has never offered the lifetime medical benefits. So right there is a huge portion of where other cities you see today are having issues.
No, terrible issues.
The current contract with APD, they do not pay into the employee portion today, but the remainder of the employees, the Teamsters and the unrepresented, all do pay a portion.
Okay.
But Anderson's been fairly fiscally responsible through the years. We didn't staff up with a tremendous amount of city employees in the boom, and we haven't had to lay off a tremendous amount of employees. We stay fairly stable. And we use the private sector to take care of the needs as they come and go. It allows us, one, to keep stable staffing, but two, also to stay very current on technology. Things that we can't afford for a one-week project, we hire out to a consultant who has the latest and greatest.
Okay, now I'm going to take a break, and I want to come back to that. Privatization, hiring people to come in, and cost and savings.
Sounds
again,
good.
Again, you're kind of like a microcosm if you don't mind me using that. I mean, how big is Anderson?
10,000.
10,000. Okay, so you're kind of like a microcosm of how things can work. And there's, I mean, almost like a test bed is the way I like to put it. And if it works here, why can't we just, you know, start trying it in a bigger level?
Exactly.
Sure. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey, sweetheart.
When the stakes are high, have the cards in your hand. Wynn River Casino's River's Edge Poker Room is a cut above the rest, with you, the player, in mind. Try your hand at a variety of games. 3-6 Limit Texas Hold'em, 3-5 No Limit Texas Hold'em, or just a few to name. Mini Bad Beat, Progressive Quads, Progressive Straight Flushes. You can bet on this. A $2 poker rake only at the River's Edge. Check out our daily tournaments, including our $1,000 guaranteed Omaha High-Low on Thursdays. Action starts at 6. For all you early riser poker players, get in on the action Monday through Thursday for the River's Edge Early Bird Special. Starts at 10 a.m. First 18 players get a meal deal. Every day from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., get a chance to play the Plinko Game Board for instant prizes. $25 add-on, $50 splash the pot. Double prize, aces cracked for $25 and more. Plus, earn entries to win a gas barbecue grill. Giveaway on Wednesday, August 29th. Don't forget our $2 poker rake, best in town. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook or visit the River's Edge.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. You're probably already aware that black mold can be a major health risk to your family and pets, but did you know that much of this bacteria can enter your home from your shoes coming in contact with your own moldy sidewalks and driveways? SuperClean's cleaning and treatment process can wipe out dangerous mold and those ugly black stains, bringing back that super clean look. So call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda Bott.
Well, good morning. Currently 59 degrees outside right now. Partly cloudy today. It looks like we're going to have 40% chance of showers, and our temperatures are going to climb to a big whopping 76.
Love it.
Tonight, slight chance of showers with temperatures around 55. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Go on down and see Jeff at Crackmaster. Small chips up to cracks 24 inches long.
We're bringing the truck down.
Yeah,
we've got
some chips.
Did you see that on the left side? When did that happen?
What?
It's a little crack.
It is?
Yeah.
My truck?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Jeff, we're coming down. Last time he fixed a 12-inch crack, and he can't even see it. Anyway, we're going to go down to 3280 Market Street right here in Reading, and we're going to give Jeff a call, 241. Jeff, I know you're listening, 241-8373. We're coming down. I need you to fix the F-150. Our guest is James Yarborough, the mayor of Anderson, and Jeff Keyser, who is the city manager, worked his way up through the ranks, kind of like a Mustang, we call him, in the service. he was sweeping streets 5 years ago, and then he started filling out the little potholes in the streets, and now he is, you know, the city manager, making more money than, you know, God.
Than a pothole digger.
Than a pothole digger. James, besides the fact that I am going to bring back what you all said about recalcitrants here in the city of Reading, you talked about privatization. Have you used that in Anderson?
Anderson's, what I would say is we have a partnership with our local community. It's not the city performing 100% of the functions. We use our local engineers, our local copy service, a lot of our businesses in town, from purchasing parts at Napa Auto and shopping at Walmart to shopping at Safeway, to using, you know, if we have a void in staff, we use a temp service to help fill that
temp
void.
Temp service. I love it.
Just like
let
you would.
Let them pay it. Let them pay the taxes on it, right?
Well, just like you would in any other business. And we very much try and run just as you would on the outside. My opinion, we're to be stewards of the taxpayers' dollars. And so we should operate just like you would to the best of our ability as a money-making business.
Why can't we put you in there, like, in charge of the California Assembly and Senate?
They'd run.
Yeah, right now they're running after our money. Okay, now, I joked about finding trucks on Craigslist that you all use, but...
No, we actually do that. We recently bought a Ford Explorer for the public works side, 2005, 50,000 miles, owned by a mechanic, and it was his wife's vehicle. It's like brand new.
And only driven by my grandmother to church every Sunday, right?
I mean,
you fell for that, huh? Okay.
For most of our vehicles, though, we go to the government auctions. We have an Expedition that's an 04, 40,000 miles was an ex-police unit, and we bought for $8,000. You can't do better than that. We buy all of our pickups that way. They're always, almost always less than $10,000, less than 50,000 miles.
How long do you keep them?
5 to 6 years.
Well,
we don't put a ton of miles on them in Anderson.
Yeah. So you, in other words, you're getting your money's worth out of them.
Our taxpayers getting their money's worth out of them.
Oh, that's the big thing. I said that that you all are kind of like a microcosm down here in the sense that you all do things that maybe that does Reading. I mean, has anybody in Reading ever showed any type of curiosity on how you do things down there? I mean, we're right here. I mean, in the sense of okay, we're privatizing when we can. We're doing these kind of things. I mean, is this contagious? What you've got going down there? No.
Well,
okay.
Probably should be.
It should be. Well, that's the thing about it. Let's talk about something that's really hitting here. I've only got a couple minutes left here, but I think I already know what the answer is. Realignment has really, really impacted on Reading. Are you seeing any of that down in Anderson?
Well,
we're
seeing some. The crime, not so much, but the ability for us to be proactive in our police services has taken a back seat. We're continually being reactive to these same few people, returning them to the jail. They're getting out in a few minutes, coming right back. And that's the poor thing for our citizens and the taxpayers. We're spending a tremendous amount of our time on a few people. And that's what needs to be dealt with.
Okay, so you're running into the same thing with this catch and release policy, James.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
Is that instead of being able to go out there and look in spots where you know something's going to be happening, now I've got to take this guy back or girl back for the fourth time.
And it gets very frustrating, Carl, with the police. They've even made comments to us. By the time we get back, we've done our book work. By the time we get back to Anderson, they beat us home.
The guy's on the corner again.
Yeah.
You know what? That has got to be. You know, the fact that they can keep their morale up and they keep arresting them, just, you know, I see it as this thing where, you know, they've arrested this one guy 37 times at least. I mean, by now it must be more. 37 times. At some point, he's not going to get the idea. Obviously, he hasn't got the idea yet. At some time, somebody ought to just give him the keys to a car we buy off Craigslist. Here's $400. Head east. Except he wouldn't do it. He'd sell the car and buy meth and just go back into breaking into houses there. There's so many things that we want to talk to you about here in Anderson and what's going on in Anderson, what you see as the future, including, you hit the front page on building fees. And I'd like to talk to you about that. And, you know, as Jeff says, You can look at this two different ways. So, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about that one, too.
We're always taking your calls here at KCNR 1460. 605-4567 is the hotline if you want to ask James Yarbrough, Jeff Keyser any questions regarding, well, just about anything, I suppose. We're all here on KCNR 1460 taking a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
No, you got 30 seconds.
Oh, we have.
Oh, I love the little scratch in the air. I'm always confused.
The little 30 seconds. Yeah. Okay, that's all right. Well, by the time we finish talking about having 30 seconds, we'll be out of here. Our guests, James Yarbrough, Mayor of Anderson, and Jeff Keyser, who is the city manager, started off at the bottom, as he said, and has worked his way up to this, and obviously is maintaining the forward movement of Anderson.
And a shout out to those kids in Limited. Oh, my gosh, great. Are they amazing?
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Ben Bernanke warns lawmakers our economic recovery is slowing.
Reduction in the unemployment rate seems likely to be frustratingly slow.
The Fed chief telling the Senate panel the unemployment rate may stay above 7% for the next 2 years. Bernanke also saying the Fed is prepared to take action if growth does not pick up. The president will be fundraising in Texas today, also keeping up attacks on rival Mitt Romney. The Republicans stumping in the Pittsburgh area, hoping to turn the tables and go on the offensive.
The Republican National Committee in its video and the Romney campaign and the governor himself have suggested crony capitalism is at play because those individuals who've been allies to the Obama reelection effort, made big donations, in this case a particular bundler, have had access to federal government money, particularly loan guarantees and the like.
Fox's Carl Cameron, Fox News. We report, you decide.
You have a lot of choices when it comes to who paints your home. Right now, we're with Jennifer Campbell of Redding telling us why she chose J.D. Mason Painting.
J.D. Mason came in and saved the day for me. I had a move-in date that was very quickly approaching. I needed somebody to come in and very quickly do a lot of work for me.
John, tell us a little bit about your work philosophy.
Well, we take care of our customers no matter what. We treat the homeowner like they are part of our family. It's important to us that they trust us.
Jennifer, when the plastic came up and the tape came off, tell me about your first reaction when you saw the finished product.
The job was 100%. It was done. It was exactly what I asked for, and it was exactly what we needed to be able to move into our new home. I would absolutely recommend J.D. Mason Painting.
John, how do people get hold of your company?
You can get a hold of us at 530-262-9441.
J.D. Mason Painting.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. That's right, DC Tim and the Man in Black. I do that little hesitation there because I look at Linda because she goes, I watch her start to levitate off the seat because
no,
she thinks he's forgotten what to say.
No, I would have filled in the blank.
You
that's what I do.
You know, that's what she does. You know what? That's why we are so good together because I have a lot of blanks and she fills them in. But you won't get a blank down at
whether they make sense or not.
You will not get a blank at Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans.
No,
man's
holes in the
last
cut.
Stronghold. I expect James. Well, you guys down in Anderson have your own haircutters down there, right?
Oh, we got great ones.
Yeah, there. Yeah, but I tell you, these guys are great too. And not only that, it's man's last stronghold. Man's last stronghold.
I went there for years when I lived in Ready.
Well, see, there you go. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue.
I have a special announcement here too before we get back to the boys. I always say girls, women, boys, you know, we're always the same. It's, you know, we're kind of boys at heart,
well,
right?
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Flying in from Fresno tonight is Organic Pastures owner Mark McAfee. And, of course, Trudy Pratt has started the Weston Price Foundation this week. And what he's going to do, he's going to be an
inspiring. That was a chair falling in the background.
It's a potluck, and he's going to be talking about gardening and our rights to grow food that's been being taken away from us. So there's going to be a lot of a law that's talked about tonight. You're going to hear from several different farmers about organic milk, raw milk. You're going to hear from the Church Creek Meadows people. You're going to Wayne Kessler from Shabanini Organics, Sky Leedy from Sky Sweet Treats, Bob Emerson from Country Organics. So they're all meeting tonight. It's a fabulous event if you've never been. Very educational. Pilgrim Congregational Church begins at 6:30. We'll be down there. We always find that we leave with just a wealth of information, and everybody brings some kind of wonderful creation. So we get to taste organic or raw, great food that everybody's created, and great to talk about it. And plus, you get to meet the farmers, or the people who own the properties.
That's right. We're trying to get
or written the books, or made the tinctures.
We're trying to get him on. We're trying to get him on the show too, if we can get him on in here.
So he's flying in from Fresno, and he's supposedly a phenomenal speaker. He flies all over talking about the benefits of raw milk and the myths, and also again about the organic farming.
Let's go back to Anderson. James
Let's
Yarbrough.
Go back to Anderson.
Here we are. And Jeff Keyser, we have some questions coming in. Why do you want to be a member of the Air Pollution Board was one of the questions from Anderson.
That came before the council several months ago, probably half a year ago. And if the opportunity is there and the other cities are going to be on the board, the council said, well, we want to be on the board too. We want to say we don't know that there's huge issues affecting us today, but we shouldn't have the other city and a county making decisions for us. We have people who can be on the board, too. And that's common of a lot of the different boards around town. We have council members on RTPA, LAFCO, and so this would be very similar to that.
Okay. That makes sense to me. If you're going to have somebody's going to be making decisions, I'd want to be sitting at the table.
Sure.
Okay, another question. This was in the paper today. Let me give you the headlines.
In the paper today.
Anderson to put businesses out of business. Oh, no, that's not what it says.
No.
These guys were
I'm sorry. You know, you've read
cringing.
This. Anderson unlikely to reduce fees. Builder's request cutting of impact money. You all would like to comment on that? I mean, that's you had a different headline, I believe, didn't you, Jeff?
I did. Anderson doesn't raise fees.
There you go. That's going to be a meeting tonight at the Anderson City Council meeting at 6 p.m., of course, down there. Public hearings on development fees and assessment districts and consideration awarding Deschutes Interstate 5 interchange project. Okay, what's this about the fees? Reading reduced their fees for 100 homes and had a huge, they sold all hundreds of they built 100 homes off of that, and they saved enough money where the builders could actually make a profit as opposed to not making any money at all. And then why do this? Have you all taken a look at that?
We have. Our fees are lower than what Reading reduced to. So there's quite a bit of analysis that goes into building fees, and you look at your capital needs of your infrastructure. And that's kind of what those building fees go to. So if you add this subdivision in and these 33 homes, are you collecting enough money so you have money for your water, your treatment plant, the upgrades to provide those services? So we've done that analysis, and at this time, we're going to stay status quo. We feel we're making just enough money to cover the needed improvements and services we need to provide our residents, but at the same time providing opportunities for builders to come to town with very reasonable fees here in the North State.
Okay, like the impact fees they have here in Reading, and I'm not familiar with that in Anderson, are just, I mean, can be horrendous. I mean, they come up with impact fees for the strangest things. If you're going to put up a new business, then all of a sudden it's a 60, you know, you have to put a 100-foot ramp from the bus stop to the front door for a blind person in a wheelchair who may be buying a car. Under ADA. Are you all running into that type of stuff? Well, or is it I guess nobody has a choice when it comes to that.
Right. There's California building code and those kind of things that we don't have any say in.
Mm-hmm.
But the fees that we have, and most cities do, the traffic impact fees, the water, the sewer, those kind of things, we certainly have those, and we have different ones in different areas of town. We have a drainage fee if you're draining into a certain drainage in town. But our fees are fairly minimal, and they're about as tight as we can make it. I know a house in Silvergate fees run about $15,000.
Okay.
So that's pretty good.
We got to take a break. James and Jeff will be right back. And the question coming back for me, I would like personally to know what... Why politics?
Alliant Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliant Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliant Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
You look frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses, and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I have got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center next to Palm Beach Tan.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance. Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1464 on the spot with Linda Bott. We're going to find out what's hot, what's not. We're going to talk about fun, film, fashion, frivolity. Brought to you by Dandelion, Mount Shasta Mall, Susie's, Crackmaster, and Wild Iris. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media. It's all we have found.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460, 844 in the morning. It's the 17th of July, and it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Ow!
And even though it's not 146 degrees.
Margarita time.
This weekend, it will be 108.
Whatever
does
your
air conditioning work?
Drink of choices.
And if it doesn't, we know where for you to go to. Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They believe quality doesn't cost more. They do the job right. They do it the first time. They guarantee their work. Air conditioner tune-ups. I mean, if you're kind of getting it, gosh, it seems like, you know, it's not as cold in the house or cool enough in the house.
That.
Have them come out. You'd be surprised with just a little tune-up and changing filters, adding maybe a little bit of Freon or whatever they use these days. This is the way to do it. They can extend the heat of your heating and air conditioning through these regular checkups. That's Alliance Heating and Air. We use them. They do a great job. Give them a call at 221-2642 or go to homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air.
I kept thinking when our air conditioning was on the fritz, that expression from it, another one of those isms from, where did that come from? From the, on the fritz. What did the pioneers used to do? I mean, they didn't have air conditioning. They just sweat it out in their big old wagon train.
They'd squat in the bushes and get these, you know, get
and have
grass.
Babies. My God.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're talking to James Yarbrough and Jeff Keyser, of course, from Anderson. Jeff is the city manager and James is the mayor. And let's start with James. Why politics? That you've chosen to give your life. Well, of course, you're a family man. Community member, but why go into being the mayor and all that stuff?
Well, when I first decided to do that, I was going to city council meetings, and I thought, you know, I need to be involved if I'm going to have a say. It's just like I have said about people that if they don't vote, they should not complain. And so I thought, well, if this is my town for my family, I need to get involved, and therefore I love serving people. I've done that all my life. Being a pastor of a church for 30 years, I love serving people, and that's what I believe I was brought into this world to, is to serve others. And I love it. I just really enjoy, because I love Anderson. I love the town. It's my home.
Wow. So it feels like a good match. Like you are, especially with your history of being a pastor, that you can have the patience to listen.
Yes. If I don't have a lot of patience, then my wife helps me out in that way.
God has given us women to keep us in line, as we all know. Anyway.
Well, Jeff, how about you?
You know, I started work with Caltrans. I've enjoyed the public servant type role. On the other hand, I very much enjoyed the private sector. And in the private sector, I had the opportunity to work for Anderson quite a bit and conduct quite a few projects down there. And I liked what Anderson stood for. They weren't overexpending on employee benefits or vehicles or anything extravagant at City Hall. They were really about their town, and they were transparent. The council was really about making Anderson a better place. And so when the opportunity came to work there, I was very pleased to be the successful candidate, and I'm very proud to be there.
Well, you know, I firmly believe that if you're going to be a representative of the people, that you should have some kind of business sense, that you should have had something to do with private business, and you can't just go from government job to government job to government job, because you lose that. You lose that ability to figure out, gosh, what am I going to do? Here's workers' comp, and they just doubled my workers' comp. Because I'm being more successful, they have doubled my workers' comp. I'm just using this as an example. Because we're successful enough to, you know, to hire people and, you know, do that. Right. So they're going to hammer you with that. And then they raise the percentages. And so when you're there, you're figuring that out. And then when you go into the job as working on a city council or a board of supervisors or something like that, you've got something you can fall back on and say, you know, this was happened here. I know if I made cuts here that we're going to have the money for this. And I believe that is a problem that we have run into. That something that happened 10 years ago and then 5 years ago or 7 years ago, we're going to be paying for, in this state, forever. I mean,
and
forever.
Our children, our grandchildren.
That's right. James, you and I, you know, you know, we're looking out there, but the grandkids that have just been born or been saddled with this and may not have the advantages that we've had.
That's right.
Because of what's happened. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about future of Anderson. We're going to talk about, I believe somebody asked about the subdivision above the Walmart.
The vineyards.
And that's, everything's fine up there then?
You bet.
Yes.
Okay. All right. When we come back, just talk about what you see in the future here for Anderson, the big things that are going on, including you got like jukebox this weekend. We'll be right back.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness, and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, and vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
The Westside Performing Arts Company proudly presents the American classic, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. One weekend only. Be sure to see this classic musical, the box office smash. Performances run one weekend only. So be sure to get your tickets now by calling the Cascade Theater box office or visiting cascadetheater.org. Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, August 9th through the 11th. One weekend only at the Cascade Theater.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, we won't back down.
No, I won't.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson. They don't back down. An icon of America. Established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright. Now, Ernie and Jessica Wright are full day, you know, in their daily. Every motorcycle in the Harley-Davidson line is available to Redding Harley-Davidson. The best maintenance for your bike, Redding Harley-Davidson. Every accessory, piece of clothing you can imagine, Redding Harley-Davidson. Sell your bike, trade it in. They've got financing available. Head on down to 1268 Twin View Boulevard here in Redding. Give them a call, 241-7117. They're going to be open up in about 10 minutes, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Redding Harley-Davidson. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Redding Harley-Davidson. Our guest is James Yarborough, Mayor of Anderson, and Jeff Keiser, who is the city manager. Tell us about what's coming up here in the future here for Anderson. Good news here.
Well, we have our three, of course, Homewood, the Vineyards, and Silvergate is our three home divisions, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Active subdivisions.
Active subdivisions. It's doing great. The Vineyards is the one up behind Walmart, mm-hmm. and we've got the water taken care of, and They're trying to sell lots, which is great, and we are excited
about
that. Nice
houses up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful view.
It is.
One of the best views you can get. And then also we have Mosquito Serenade every Wednesday night through the summer. It's just
great.
A great
Another
time.
Another great time.
And then this weekend we have
the Jukebox Festival there at the fairgrounds. Big headline country acts coming to town. And
big names.
Big names. Great for Anderson, great for the fairgrounds, great for Shasta County.
Yeah.
And the one we are excited about is because we have a local guy coming in to do our roundabout and our northbound off-ramp at Deschutes. And this is going to change Anderson forever.
Why?
We're excited.
Why?
One thing it's going to do is help us get the traffic on I-5 that's going north.
Right.
Our problem is when you come up Cottonwood Hill and you come off the exit there just before the outlets and Walmart, you don't see them until you already get past the exit. And the people, oh, there it is. How do I get back? Well, we're putting another exit, a second chance for them to get out.
Second chance. Well, that makes sense.
Shop Anderson.
Now, you're getting that. You're paying for that. Is that a federal funds, state funds, your funds?
Combination of local traffic impact fee. That paid for the design and the right-of-way needed. And then we were able to compete with the help of Caltrans and the local RTPA for a CMIA. And so that's savings from other transportation projects around the state where funds were already allocated. So whether they came in below bid or were unable to use their money, our project was the only one allocated by the CTC this year here in the North State. So
great job.
Well, it makes sense because it's always been confusing.
Yeah, when you come over there, you're going, oop. So, and you're right, because they come flowing over that hill like 75.
Wonderful.
So if you can get that second point and bring it, how are the outlets doing there? I know they've closed a couple. And I'm glad to see the movie theater opened up again.
We are, too. That's great. It's brought a lot of people back into it. But we really feel like with this off-ramp and the roundabout, it's going to give everyone a boost in that area.
You see any new businesses moving into Anderson?
I think you are seeing new businesses.
Well, that's what I meant.
We had Camping World.
Camping World. Camping World. Where's that at? Is that on the freeway there?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's there off of Riverside, along Auto Mall Drive that had sat vacant. It was going to be Kenworth at one time, and fortunately, Roberts Motors, who owns the building, was able to strike a long-term lease with Camping World, and they're in there now next to B&B RV, and so we have quite the motorhome travel trailer selection there in Anderson now.
And you're right. I was thinking about that because I remember seeing the other ones, and then you're right. It's expanded so much. What are the kind of businesses looking at Anderson? I know you all are always working because you offer a lot of great things for people down there. Any other things you're working on specifically that you can talk about?
I think in the Deschutes area itself, you're going to see some what I'll call site decision type businesses, gas station, fast food. With that off ramp northbound, there's going to be more opportunities for motorists and more choices for motorists in that immediate area once that project finishes.
You see a motel opening up around there anywhere, or a hotel?
It's a possibility.
Yes. Okay. What kind of business would you like to attract to Anderson?
I think the big one, if we were going to talk business, we'd like to see the Roseburg property redeveloped. So the old mill site there, just east of the Deschutes Interchange, Roseburg has been committed to getting that property ready for redevelopment. We're working with EDC. Perfect brownfield industrial redevelopment. We'll have full I-5 access, actually has a rail spur, and still very close proximity to an airport. So look for Roseburg and what they're doing there coming, to us soon.
Well, that's great. It just sounds like, Anderson continues to move forward here. Are you bringing on extra security and everything for this weekend at the fairgrounds?
For the Jukebox Festival? Are you, again, we were talking about the fact that, there's so many, it's a 3-day event and all these huge stars. So, in fact, we just kind of snuck up on us. We just started talking about it, and we know that, you got Alan Jackson. That's just huge.
Yeah, the city is prepared, and we have our police services, but the fairgrounds itself is under control of the Highway Patrol. It's a state facility, so they'll actually do the security for the event, and APD just has the public streets and the general stuff we always have for any fairgrounds event.
Super.
Well, we're really glad that you guys came by today and
you filled
us in on what's going on with Anderson. We were talking about that yesterday. I drove in through, Chico, and I went through Red Bluff, and I thought, it's really amazing that we're Redding. We're all so close, But as Carl said, we kind of become these little micro mini cities. It's really important to back each other up and know what's going on. So we appreciate you filling us in on what's happening with Anderson, and we do love your city.
And we love our veterans.
Well, you know what? You absolutely do.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? That's one of the great things about the North State, isn't it?
Yes.
And people should fear the
your
fact
wall of
at
honor.
Some point that if all the veterans ever get together and decide to vote the same way, I don't know. Hey, tomorrow we got Kurt Starman on, and we're going to be talking things in the city from a lot of different perspectives here. But it's always good to have Anderson and the people, the mayor, you know, James, and the city manager, Jeff, here. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
We're the good guys.
You are the good guys.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Another warning to Congress that it's looming there on the horizon, the so-called fiscal cliff, as the Fed chief briefs lawmakers. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
The Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says failure to act on approaching tax hikes and across-the-board spending cuts.
A scenario widely referred to as the fiscal cliff. A shallow recession would occur early next year, and about 1.25 million fewer jobs would be created in 2013.
Bernanke says striking an agreement sooner rather than later will help boost consumer and business confidence. The warning comes amid a lackluster semiannual report from the Fed. Bernanke saying the economic recovery has decelerated. Lisa.
Jared, the economy, a steady drumbeat on the campaign trail. Right now, President Obama heading to Texas, Mitt Romney in suburban Pittsburgh today. More needles than first thought found in sandwiches on Delta flights out of Amsterdam Sunday. Delta now says there were 6 needles in 6 sandwiches on 4 planes heading to Minneapolis.